Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Welcome, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm super excited about this episode today, where we're talking again about self-realization, self-actualization, and authentic sovereign expression. And I think this is episode 6 that we're on now. So what I wanted to do with this show is today to bring on more living examples of what it's like to be a living example of trusting that life has your back. Trusting that life has your back, and what does that look like, and how are we living, and how are we acting? And being a living example of not having to worry about what you're going to do, because there's nothing to worry about, because life has your back. And you're trusting your intuition. Because truly, this is what we all want. We all want to live in that way, in the organic way, to truly be guided by spirit, to trust our intuition, to trust that life has our back. And so there's no need for the anxiety. There's no need for the worry. There's no need to worry about what we're going to do, because we're all reinventing ourselves. We're continuously reinventing ourselves, and we're co-creating a whole new world. That's why we came here, to be living examples, pioneers of modeling and walking in unconditional love. So today I wanted to have this conversation, and I invited one of our previous guests that has been on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and you all enjoyed him very much, and so did I, and I wanted to invite him to have this conversation with us today, and that is Peter Hansen. Welcome back to the show, Peter.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's such a pleasure just the feeling you reaching out. And last time we did the show, I felt this coming up, funny enough. I knew we had some other stuff to discuss and share in the future, and sure enough, here it is, you know, like you reached out the other day, and it's perfect timing too with what's going on in the world. So I'm delighted to be here.
Yes. So I want to just, let the audience know, I'm not going to be, talking about introducing your bio, but I would like you to share with the audience a little bit about your story of, you know, who you are and what you do out there in the world. You are a psychic archangel channeler, and you are changing the world, influencing the world, because you're bringing in that balance of the masculine and feminine expression, and you're a beautiful example of what it looks like when you're walking your talk. And this is what I felt with you when I first met you, that you were living an integrated life. And so, but do tell the audience what it is that you're doing right now in your life, and how you got started in your journey. Just a little background for people.
Thank you. Years leading up to this is all been preparation for this to occur without really knowing what's going to happen next. So everything in my life, through my starting in my 20s, where I had a near-death experience, and my awakening process myself, and ascension process, and teaching and studying and working with clients for years now prepared me for the situation we're in right now. And more than ever, I really feel that need. And I feel so blessed to be in the shoes I'm in and experiencing and living and feeling this way, because I truly feel safe and 100% supported, and everything is happening for a reason. And it's just, you're at the right place at the right time. Even though you see other things going on in the exterior, in the world, which is the old fixed human reality world that's now is coming into, you know, it's breaking loose or it's breaking up and it's coming into some kind of chaos, but it's needed. So people like ourselves who know how to anchor and hold that energy and have done the work and can keep our vibration and teach others to do the same, how to activate that in within themselves, it's such a pleasure and it's such a calling, you know, it feels really, really awesome. And I have many people, I have many new mentorship clients, many new regular clients, you know, like just they feel drawn because they can feel that you can guide, but you can also teach by experience. It's not just something from a book. It's this real life, you know, this is hands-on. This is like you jumping in, full surrender, you know, free fall, so to speak, you know, and that is how it works when you live in the higher range coming from the soul compared to the human, where you don't know what's going to happen next. You have to trust and you always have to come from that higher consciousness and the ethics and implement that with everything you do. And when you do, everything just starts flowing.
Yeah, that's very well said. And it's been an interesting journey, hasn't it been? Like you said, that you had a near-death experience and that you got to this point now where you are so grateful that you're alive and that you're here and that you're part of this co-creation. And that's how I feel too. You know, my journey has also been a traumatic experience of, I want to say, traumatic enlightenment, you know, of facing so many dark nights of the soul, and coming to the place then through the experience and realizing that there is no separation and that, you know, that we're all connected and that the journey to discover God, source in the body, and then to realize that and live that out, this is, you know, the magic now. And so I'm so grateful that I didn't succeed in, you know, committing suicide as many times as I tried in the past, because I never felt like I wanted to be here, because I was always trying to fit in to the old world. So, you know, all of the traumatic experiences that we have as a human being, as a soul, coming here then to realize that we came here for this and that we know how to do this, that we can, you know, reach our fullest, highest potential, and that is to self-actualize, that we can reach our soul fulfillment, what we came here to do, and that is to live heaven on earth. That's one of the reasons why I created this show, Living Heaven on Earth, because as a co-creator of heaven on earth, coming together with other co-creators of heaven on earth, bringing peace on earth for the first time ever in the history of this planet.
I love that, how you put that. And then what's really happening too, that we are all, you're part of me and I'm a part of you having different soul experience. But when it comes down to two, you know, each expression of ourselves, I have a unique purpose and mission. So we all fit in this bigger picture we orchestrated, you know, we planned out for this ascension journey for humanity and for our souls, ascension journey, so to speak. So it's really beautiful to see others like yourself doing the work. And you mentioned, you know, the suicide. And I think that's something that is important that we maybe should touch on a little bit, because I felt it too. When you go through the dark night of the soul and the ascension journey, there comes a time where you have to allow the old self to die. And it literally feel like a death. I was there too. I was asking spirit, you know, should I take my own life? What is the purpose? You know, why don't I just go into the light? You know, it's so much easier. It's so much more comfortable. And spirit said, sure, you can do that. And I was like, I did not know what to do with that. So I had to sit with that for a couple hours in meditation. And it was a big breakthrough that afternoon years ago and in my living room. And I was just, I had to physically let go of that old self 100%. So there's no attachments, there's no story, no identities I'm pulling with me. And that's how it happened. There was a time where it was like, oh my God, this is overwhelming. I don't want to do all this. It's like, what is the purpose, you know? And that could show up maybe for 6 months, like in small intervals, you know, here and there, you know, and then over time, after you get through that phase or that mountain, you know, then it just subsumes, you know, it goes away and you don't have to visit that again. But it's a transitioning, and it's not a, you know, a one-time thing. It's a little transitioning period. In my case, for me, it is different for everybody individually, you know. That's important to remember, so we can't just call on one example, because it's going to be a little different for everybody. We chose different routes, and every route is correct and perfect for each one, you know.
Yeah, and you know, the suicide, this is a huge piece. This, you know, because like right now I was looking at the statistics out there, and that the suicide rates have gone up so much right now during this time, where, you know, with all everything that's going on, that people see no way out. And that's why I have been very open about my journey of overcoming suicide, that it's absolutely a miracle. It's a miracle that I'm here, and it's a miracle that I'm alive today. And I'm so grateful that I never succeeded the many times that I tried. I'm curious as to what year was that when you were in your living room on the floor? I'm curious about that.
It's not that long ago, 2 or 3 years ago, last time.
Okay.
The big time, you know. And that's the thing, you know, you can live as a spiritual being and counselor and worker for such a long time. So there's a unique timing when you go through that part, you know, like fully letting go of it. And then also being moved geographically or whatever it is that you're going through that happens uniquely for you. So it's not that long ago. And it's not in the traditional sense of the word suicide. It didn't feel that way for me. I didn't try to actually do it.
Okay.
But I was like, I was at the point where I was like, you know, what's the purpose? I was like, I'm going to throw in the towel. It's like, I didn't think about how I was going to do it. And then, but energetically, that's what it felt like. You know,
it was a surrender. You were in a surrender.
100%.
And I think that right there, that's a really, really good point, because I have found that people don't really necessarily want to kill themselves. What they want to kill is the pain. That's really truly what they want to kill. They want to kill the pain, and they act on their emotion, because it's the emotion that's driving the action. And so that's what's making someone act, is an emotion, the emotion. And you not acting on that emotion, you know, doing your... In your surrender, because you already, it appeared you already had the spiritual wisdom. You already had spiritual wisdom. You were already in your awakening journey, is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
you were already in your awakening journey. So for me, it happened in 1993. And 1993, that was on September 17th of 1993, when I had... that was like my last and final time where I was literally surrendering myself to Source, to God, to Spirit, in desperation and complete surrender, because I said that I cannot continue living here on this planet. And at the time, I don't think I used those words, living here on this planet, but I cannot continue living here if I don't feel you. I have to feel you. I have to feel, and I have to feel you, and I have to know that you exist, because I can't find you anywhere. I can't find you out in the churches. I can't find you here. I can't find you. I'm looking everywhere, and I can't feel it. And so I know that I was one of those beings back in the day that integrated and ushered in the feeling paradigm, because back before the feeling paradigm was born, God is a feeling, Source is a feeling, peace is a feeling, the world is a feeling. It's, you know, back before then, we were not feeling. We were just doing, and we were coming at it from a thinking paradigm, but not the feeling paradigm. And you know, in order for changes really to take place, we truly have to surrender to allow God, Source, the universe to move us. And truly, that was my my one last and final time. And what ended up happening is I was pleading on my living room floor for 4 hours of deep, deep, deep surrender and bawling and, pouring my heart out to God, pouring my heart out to Source and letting go of everything. And I will only stay here if you let me feel you. I will only stay here. And it was amazing because the Holy Spirit then poured through my being. And then I went to sleep for 2 days because I was so exhausted from this experience. I went to sleep for 2 days. And when I woke up from that experience, I knew that I was going to be fine. I knew that I now had been touched by God, by Source, by the Holy Spirit, because it was an undeniable feeling, a feeling that you just can't describe, because it's like, how do you describe grace? How do you describe being held? How do you describe a knowingness that you're one? How do you describe that? And at that time, that was in 1993, which was a long time ago. But that was when it happened for me, the first real dark night of the soul in that sense, right? Because I've had many others. You talked about dying. I feel like we die so many deaths, right? Absolutely, a thousand deaths, because we're continuously always having to surrender an old whatever it is, you know, so that we're not attached. You use the word attachment, so that we are not living attached to anything, and that really Source, God, the universe can move through us in an intuitive, organic way.
Right? I love that, because yes, like you were saying too, and I want to hear your opinion on that too, is that when, you know, it is an old reality that's dying. So it's like, you know, you're coming from one identity or attachment you had to that because you invested so much energy in that identity or that ego or that human, so to speak, you know, that when that falls apart, it does feel like death. And a part of that whole falling apart, you know, experience was for me too, that it you couldn't lie to yourself any longer. So it just wouldn't function. You couldn't use the same tools like you could before because they don't work there. It's, you're working from a higher frequency, a higher consciousness. So, you know, spirit or soul or your source or your higher self won't allow you to repeat the pattern because you it's not part of your journey anymore. But when you're in it, it can feel like you're so stuck, like there's a blockage. And that's like the wall I was facing at that time. And it was after I was sitting in that zero point energy for like 3 hours after speaking with spirit, you know, and doing throughout, you know, that I got my call, you know, and then you got the guidance. And then you're like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. And then it gave you that fire back, you know, it gave you that purpose, it gave you that direction I needed, you know, the purpose to stay, you know, in a sense, you know, where before it was like, you know, what's the purpose? You know, I'm trying, I'm doing everything, you know, like, but it doesn't seem to make any difference. So why, what's the point? You know, like, that's really what it felt like. And you really have to be pushed to that edge to make the change, because if you don't, then you just, it's very easy to fall into the old pattern and just continue to make the best of it, you know? And it's really about you gotta let go, cut the cord 100% and just jump and not knowing what's happening next. And that's when I got caught as well and held up and supported and put in my new path, you know, got the directions I needed and moved on from there. Is that how you felt it too?
Yes, exactly like that. And pretty much, you know, surrendering and letting go of all of it without knowing what's going to happen next. And I think that's where the knowing came from, because even though at that time, back then in 93, but I want to talk about another experience, and that was in 2011 and, you know, 2008. Also, there were also dark nights during that time. But, you know, back in 1993 is, you know, then I became homeless and all of my belongings were taken from me. And I went through, my physical body, I was really sick. I had developed these hives, and I would go to the emergency room, and they could never figure out what was going on with me. I mean, like my skin was burning from here all the way down, like thick, like hives. And this was all happening at that time after I had my surrender experience. And it was interesting because even though all that was happening to me, I knew I was going to be fine. I knew I was going to be okay. And I knew that because the Holy Spirit, I felt it, and I felt the connection. I felt what I was asking for. My deep surrender was, you know, surrendering my life to know you, to feel you, to be intimate with you. I don't want to do all of these things. I want to be with you. And so, you know, that was so heartfelt. It was so full of love and passion and realness that, you know, this is what happened. So there came a trust right then that I had faith that I didn't even know. And I was going through this loss, and I knew I was going to be fine. And I knew that what the loss I was experiencing, what I was going through, was a karmic cleansing, is that I knew that I had done things that now needed to be cleaned out. And I needed to really, really get cleaned out. And that this was all karmic cleansing, releasing of the past. So while I was experiencing this loss, being homeless and all of that, but being totally in trust and faith, I also knew there was a cleansing, and I knew I was going to be fine. And the reason why I knew it was going to be fine, because I was at one with God. I was at one with Source. I was at one with Spirit. And that, it's like, you can do anything. Everything is going to be okay. That was the feeling.
And there's a magical feeling, and that is what, you know, everybody will start feeling at some point when they're ready. And a lot of people are awakening now and will go through the awakening journey, the different steps, you know, to reach that point. Because really, you're coming into, you're getting introduced to your real self, you know, and when you do, you start activating and you start getting, like you said, you know, start loving yourself, and there's no separation because there's not a human self and a higher self anymore. Just you fully embodying your higher self. So it's just one being with everything you do and everywhere you go. So there's nothing you have to keep track of, you know, there's no separation in the consciousness you're speaking, operating from. And that's the big difference, you know, when you're coming from the higher consciousness and the higher Source, where everything is for the whole, it's just for benefiting everybody, because you are everybody. And that's the difference. Before, we were in that separate, like humans, we operate, it's basically everything is about separation, like right and wrong and black and white and all that stuff. Like, coming from the higher self, it's all about unity. Consciousness, unity, community, working together, and just, you know, alleviate that separation, you know, between you and anyone else, because everybody's a part of you having a different soul experience. And that's big when you start to think and operate and live like that, because then why would you not like that person? Why would you not do what's best for that person or whatever it is? You know, like, why wouldn't you share? Because this is yourself you're holding back from. And that's shifting just the whole life experience. And that is how we enter the new world, because we are, by embodying it and being it, we are creating it and experiencing it that way. And that's the magic, by being the magic.
That is. And that's why I wanted to have this, create this show and talk about self-realization, being sovereign, self-actualized, being a living example of what it looks like to live your soul fulfillment, to be in your highest expression. As an ascended master, I see you as an ascended master. Is that how you see yourself?
I don't use any titles, but yes, if I'm everything that is, then yes. You know, like, I am embodying many aspects of ascended masters, archangels, Source energy, all that is, and all that it is me. So I can't have any separation if I live that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yes, it's all of that, yes. And then it's really what it is. You can tune into different energies, you know, or vibrations. That's really what it is. But in the higher realms, it all comes into one light, one big, you know, energy, one Source energy, one vibration of unconditional love. as we're coming down in the lower dimensional realms, you know, that's when we experience ascended masters and archangels and so forth, you know, monad, consciousness, and starting to live from that space, it's really magical because you have access to everything. You're connected to the collective consciousness. You're not operating from one trained mind anymore, one brain. You have access to anything you need. The wisdom, the vibrations, the love, the creation power, you know, like you are everything that is. And it's such a expanded place to live and be from, you know. It's like it's not something we've been taught, you know, in this lifetime, that we've been held away from us, but that is a part of our ascension journey too. So learning to live and learning to be okay with not knowing what's going to happen next, because you are creating the next moment by, you know, creating those thoughts or that desire within you. So you have to be really careful what you think about, and it takes some practicing, you know, but it's really magical and fun when you do. And that is the journey we signed up for, you know. Many might not think that as we go through, you know, the hard times, you know, but when you come into the expanded consciousness living, you know, you really see the bigger purpose and the purpose for that as a contrast.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, it's like you said, it's a lot of responsibility as, you know, we're taking in all of these higher dimensional energies. And what are we responsibly going to do with all of that? Right. And that's the key. And we can create whatever it is that we want to create. And that's why I wanted to have this show today, to talk about allowing life to have its way with you. Right? Allowing life to have its way with you, trusting that everything that we need will show up for us in magical ways, and that we already have everything that we need inside to be living examples of what it's like to live our highest expressions and be those living models in form, so that other people can look and see, ah, this, I resonate with this. This is what I feel. This is how I want to live. This is how I want to be, because that's how we're co-creating the new world together, right?
Absolutely. And that is the thing. That is why we are here now. You know, some took the journey and started earlier to assist others, giving them the hope and the light and showing them how it's done in the physical body firsthand by doing it by hands-on experience, you know, ourselves. And others, they decided to ascend by leaving, or some ascended to awakening now and be the recipient of the teachings, you know, and experience how that is, you know, in a collective consciousness and an earth consciousness that's so much higher than it has been for thousands of years, you know. So it's really a magical time to be alive and experiencing it. But also, like, I wanted to put in there, like, with you living in a, you could say, ascended master or a higher consciousness, you're still in a reality. So, you know, things can shift so fast. You know, the human like it to be fixed realities, but when you start living from the higher self and being in the flow and not knowing what's going to happen next, you might think you're going to buy an insurance policy or whatever you're going to do, like, and then 2 minutes later, for some reason, it didn't work on the computer. And then 2 minutes later, you get a call, a better deal or something, you know, like, oh, I'm glad I didn't do that now, you know. That's how it works. So you just have to be okay with that, you know, like, go with the flow. With, like, don't overthink it. Don't go into, like, you know, getting frustrated. Oh, man, this stupid computer or whatever. No, there's a purpose to that, you know. So the more we can go with the flow and just be okay with always knowing that the universe is going to bring you the best or better even, you know, that you could expect or imagine. And living like that, then you're open to receive abundance in all ways, you know. It's really magical.
And that is the organic way. That is our new earth. That is our heaven on earth. And now I feel like this is what's going to be so much more easier for us than it has been in the past, because we've been, you know, clearing and purifying and letting go and surrendering and getting really clear of what it is that we're doing here, even though we may not know the answers to that, but trusting that, hey, there is a a higher purpose for all of this, and that we came here to do this together in oneness. And I feel like God has decided a while back to take the planet back, and that we are here to assist that in happening. Gaia is ascending into a higher vibration. All of us, we're here to ascend into a higher vibrational way of living and being. And that is to live out the higher dimensions, higher consciousness, and to be the living examples of what it's like when we love each other, when we honor each other, when we respect each other, because that's what we're doing for ourselves.
One of the many beautiful things and results from doing that is really that, you know, the more we live in that flow and unconditional love vibration, the more access we gain as well to remembrance, but also to gifts and also to communication, to vision, to seeing, to feeling much deeper and connecting with other light beings, you know, in different realms as well that we didn't have access to before. Elementals, you know, galactic, angelic, you name it, you know, like, and they have all been here the whole time. It's just as humans, we didn't have access to that because we were in a lower consciousness where there simply wasn't an option. Now we're coming into a path or a living of non-resistance. Then the portals open up, you know, we gain access. We allow ourselves to receive the assistance as well. And that's really, I feel like this is such a big part of the unity consciousness, is that nothing is separate. You know, it's like, you know, we are all part of the same. Doesn't matter if you know, you galactic or you know, Earth or you on Earth, you know, like, we are all here for a purpose, you know, we're all part of the same universe. And it's really magical, you know, when you can just experience that, how that step by step, in a sense, you know, it is, and it's kind of in a linear thing, you know, for a while, you know, for us as humans, the way we experience it, you know, and then we gain deeper and deeper access and activate more and more DNA within ourselves and become able to hold more and more light. And then that's when we can shine and be and embody the highest versions of ourselves, you know, and help assist others in the process.
Yes, it's an amazing time to be here. Why don't we take a break? And when we come back, we're going to continue on this beautiful conversation with Peter Hansen. We'll be right back.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm with my guest, Peter Hansen, and we're talking about all things spiritual. And I'm loving the conversation that we're having, being real and being authentic and being open. One of the things that I want to ask you is, what are your vulnerabilities right now? Like, what is it that you're having a time with, like a challenge, or where do you feel vulnerable in your life right now?
That's a really good question. I think that, you know, I don't feel like it's, if there's practical aspects going on in my life, like financial things with money, I really don't like the energy of money, like the old version of money, you know, compared to energy, like the energy that was attached to it. So I think that's probably the only hang up I feel, in a sense, you know, like it's not that I can't, you know, do it and operate it and all that stuff, but I just don't like money, you know, like just don't like that energy that's surrounding it, you know, and the attachments, you know, and how it's been used for eons, you know, to control people and so forth. And like, and we're seeing that falling apart now, that people are realizing, you know, we are slaves of the system or the matrix or whatever you want to call it in many ways, you know. So to answer that question, you know, I feel like that is pretty much it, because it's like on a daily basis, you know, I have my routines. I meditate several times a day or when needed, you know, just to keep tuning my frequency and my vibration at all times. So I pretty much being, you know, in the present moment at all times, yeah, and like fully living within, not being, you know, pull into the past or the future, and just fully being in the now at all times is really the most important, because then you're always okay. Nothing is missing. You know what I mean? Like I'm okay. You know, I'm coming from unconditional love, and everything I'm experiencing out there is a reflection of what's going on within me. And that's the whole point of it, is that's why how it operates backwards, basically, from the human way, the old way of living. You know, we were a product of the environment because we took that on as being the truth. Now, when we learn to fully come from the heart and come from the unconditional love and create from the whole, and you being the whole, then you're sending out the frequency, and the outside world will match that or reflect that or mirror that back to you. And when you get the gist of that and you start doing that on a continual basis, then you see how much power you really have, you know, and power meaning not in a
Power over others.
Yeah, the control of your own experience. You know, when you learn to direct it in a consciously supportive way for the whole. You know,
from a place of empowerment, because that's really truly what it is. Because I know that that's what you teach and what you talk about too, is an empowerment model, right? Because that's how else are we going to govern ourselves if we're not empowered, and because we're not victims. So that's the journey, and the only place that we're going to find that empowerment is in the present moment, always in the present moment. And I love what you said about you know, your how you maintain your energy field throughout the day, that you meditate several times a day, and always tending to your frequency. And that's really truly all of our work is to manage and tend to our energy fields, because they're, you know, our responsibility, and how we respond to the holographic experience, how we respond to it, that's the energy. That's the work, right? That's how we're how we're responding back to what's happening. And if we can perceive the universe and the world as in oneness, like I know that you mentioned also, then we are being in our integrity. We're being in our integrity. And if we can, you know, use all those tools and resources of the practice of forgiveness and, you know, practicing unconditional love, but knowing how to do all of those things and making that a priority in the moment when it comes up to clear things out and move the energy, right?
That's really the responsibility we have to ourselves, you know, like don't give our power away. That was the old way, you know. So now every time if there's something that shows up in a certain way, that's not the end all, you know. You can shift that energy. You can flip the coin. You can collapse that timeline, so to speak, you know. Like you have, when you start utilizing those powers, then, you know, you're becoming better at it, and it just become your natural state, you know. And that's really the bottom line, is that it takes practice. It's a 24/7 job. It doesn't happen overnight, and that's what we signed up for. So
you know what I wish we would have done, though, is I wish this is what I wish we would have written into the program, because you know, the ascension journey is, you know, the number one, has been the number one priority, you know, since a long time, and especially before 2012. That was a real, because we had to, you know, really work really hard during that time up until the 2012 time period to stay true to being able to make this next shift. And here we are. I really wish that we would have written in there, you know, that financial level, that we would have, you know, had some money in the bank during that ascension, you know, timeline, all those experiences that we had to endure during that time when, you know, facing the ego and facing the dark night of the soul and listening to the ego scream, what about me? What about me? What about me? And, you know, and then you want to go over here and, you know, sit and meditate, and the ego is screaming to make sure that it has its needs met and all these things, right? That whole piece was very challenging to do during that time.
But there was a purpose to it, as you know, because we had to lose everything because we were so attached to it, and it we were identifying with it, and we were operating from it. You know, we couldn't do without it. So it was all about conditions, you know, and attachment. So we had to be stripped to the bone. You know, I went through it too. And that's how you become humble and how you start to live in that present moment. So you don't hold on to something and you keep yourself holding back. Some, you know, because, oh, I got money in the bag. I'll be okay, you know, but you're not living, you're not moving then, you know, you're not creating in the moment to moment, and you're not in the flow of receiving either, because you're still holding on to what you have, you know? So that's the thing, you know, like, of course, that's easy to say later on, but at the time, I know what you're saying is like, it would be nice if it was different, but that was the purpose to it, you know, like, yeah. And we come on the other side and you start feeling how it feels when you're fully supported, the universe is having you back at all times.
Yeah.
That's the magic, because then there is no lack. You're living in abundance.
And that's what we're doing now, isn't it? We are now in this place. That's why, you know, when we opened the show today and I talked about that we're allowing the universe to support us in magical ways, right? And it's basically we're steering the ship. We're at the helm and the universe is supporting us in magical ways that we don't even know. And that's why I wanted people to feel at ease as we're moving forward, to not worry about how it's all gonna unfold, but to really totally, fully trust and surrender that everything is going to unfold beautifully and perfectly for you if you're in allowance of that magic, and if you surrender and allow yourself to be carried, allow yourself to choose love in the present moment, to choose to even perceive the prosperity in the present moment, and to know that the resources that you have, the resources that are that you need are going to be there. And there is also time, like you said, for being stripped to the bone and having things cleared out. And that is also part of letting go of the lack.
Absolutely. The present moment is always the key, you know, that's the thing. And if there's any lack, then you're outside of the present moment, because you have everything you need in that present moment at all times. So it's about learning how to bring yourself back if you feel yourself drifting out into worry mode or fear, or you know, from the past to the future, what could happen, you know, timelines that never have happened. So collapsing those potential timelines, not creating them anymore, continue to be in a vibration and a frequency of abundance and positivity and love, then you really can't do anything wrong. You know, that's the bottom line too, that as a human, we think we can mess up. We can do all these in our human self, you know, like, but when you come into the higher self, there's everything is purposed, you know, like, so the more we just surrender and just go with the flow and don't overthink things, you know, and create obstacles or blockages for ourselves, the easier it becomes, because you really cannot do anything wrong. It's an experience. It's a human experience we're having right now, you know, in a human body. So what is the worst that can happen? It's like, says who, you know, who's the creator? You know, we are the creator. So
yeah,
I make the rules, you know, so we have to take that power back and shift the perspective. And like, who says that I can't do that or can't do this, or, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's part of being your authentic sovereign expression, is that you're looking within, and that you're claiming your power, and that you're claiming your life, and that you're claiming your choosing in the moment. You know, that you're really fully engaged in working the energy, and that you're not projecting or blaming society for whatever, that we fully take responsibility. And that's the big important piece in each and every moment, claiming our power, taking our power back, and utilizing the energy, being energy masters, being masters of energy. You know, that's a beautiful way to live. And why don't we let the audience know, Peter, about where they can look you up, what you're doing, where they can find you, and why don't you share that with us?
Yeah, of course. I got a Facebook page, I got an Instagram page as well, and I have a website, channelingartsangel.com. I post regularly, you know, on social media, and I do interviews like this one, you know, and sharing opinions and sharing wisdom. But of course, in these times right now, I do phone and Skype sessions, you know, only. I do some of them from my office, I do them from home office as well. So, and mentorships as well. And that's the thing. Everybody is at home right now with a lot of time on their hands, you know. So how do you want to utilize it? You know, that's really the bottom line now. This is the perfect time to assist yourself in your ascension journey, instead of waiting for something to be done for you or forced to do it, you know. So the more which there is, there's so many more clients showing up now that's ready to take that power back and be a part of their own journey, you know, like not just sitting waiting for, or, you know, whatever will happen next to be a product of the environment. So I encourage everybody to, you know, there's many like us doing what we're doing, you know, go with your heart, go with the feeling, you know, it has to be somebody that resonates with you, somebody you feel safe with. That is the bottom line, because that's going forward. You know, that's how we navigate. It's not the brain, it's not the wallet, you know, it's the heart. You know, when you feel that, you know, you start listening to that inner voice, that's when you open up to receive, and that you open up to start downloading and remembering the great being you are, and all the access and the expansiveness and miracles that's in store for you. You know, like, there is a purpose why we're here, you know, there's a purpose why we're doing what we're doing.
Yes.
And everything that's falling apart right now, that's a part of that old world structures crumbling. So there's,
while that's falling apart, we're already over here building the new.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's also something to keep in mind, that, yeah, we can, we know that this is all, things are crumbling over here, but we're over here. We've been over here because that's how the new earth was born, by even believing that it's possible and doing the work and, you know, building it without even seeing it, without knowing that it's happening. It just, you know, in our own little ashrams and our own little spiritual ashrams at home, in our hearts, in our bodies, and in our own spaces. And that's how, I mean, I've been dreaming of a world where we can have peace and where we can namaste and where we can love, honor, and respect each other, you know, with how we love to be treated when we're like this. And it starts in the inner circle. It starts with yourself. I wanted to ask you, how much do you love yourself? How much do you have to
really pay? Can you put a number on that? You know, like it's like, it's not a contest. It's not like, you know, it's like from here to the moon. It's like, I love myself immensely, eternally, you know, because if I'm, you know, which I am, you know, everything that is, then why would I hold back? Why would I have to be conditioned to my love, you know, and there's none. So it's really unconditionally. It's really the bottom line, because that's what something I'm teaching as well, you know, in my mentorships and for clients, you know, is that it's really about how you deal with you. You know, if there's any lack out there, a lot of times it reflects straight back to you. That's something is missing, or there's a separation within you someplace or somewhere. So it's about either releasing the reason why it's there, or, you know, ascend or vibrate higher than it, or learning how to keep yourself at a higher vibration where that doesn't exist anymore. That is the bottom line, you know. So I love myself. Yes, I do.
It's so awesome. It's so awesome to hear that. It's, I mean, especially, you know, you being a man, you know, I just have to say that. I just love that, you know, full expression of saying, yeah, I love myself immensely. And that's the place where we all, you know, need to be loving ourselves in our integrity, because that's the truth, right?
How can you love somebody else if you don't love yourself? You know, then there's separation, there's conditions, you know, like you have to learn to be with you, loving you 100% at a time. And when you do, then you can co-create with somebody who does the same. And it's just magical then, because there's no attachment, there's no conditioning, there's no, you know, judgment, none of that, you know?
Yeah, I love that. And this is a beautiful way for us to close out the show. I want to thank you so much, Peter, for coming on and for being with us. And all of you out there, feel free to look at Peter and, you know, gain his guidance and his wisdom. And I wanted to make a freebie available for all the people that want a 21-day defining what it means to discover abundance. I have a free course, and you can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. And that free course is made available to you so that you can discover and define what abundance means to you. It's an honor and a pleasure always to be here with you all. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. And we'll see you again next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.